USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging the State Department to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In an interview Thursday, Pelosi said the move was long overdue and that she had been advocating it for months. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on Secretary of State to designate Russia as a sponsor of terrorism. Officials from Russia, Ukraine, and the United Nations plan to sign a deal to resume exports of Ukrainian grain via the Black Sea on Friday. As the made-for-TV January 6 committee continues their mostly partisan investigation, without any credible cross-examination taking place, former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night points out how partisan this spectacle is.
I think it's a misuse of the process, and it sort of highlights the fact that it is a committee that's weighted in one direction.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who apparently tried to stab him at an upstate event Thursday. But the Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman managed to escape uninjured and continued his speech. Many political pundits agree. In New York, the race for governor will be between Democrat Kathy Hochul and Representative Lee Zeldin. A bacterial infection outbreak in the turtle world is affecting people.
A salmonella outbreak has been linked to small turtles. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they have announced that so far 15 people have been sick across 11 states, with 5 requiring hospitalization. The CDC stated that many of these outbreaks have been reported from people purchasing turtles from online stores. They noted that it is illegal to sell turtles that small. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
James Webb Telescope astronomers have spotted what may be the two most distant galaxies ever seen hiding in early releases of NASA's newest space telescope. Astronomers are checking out the galaxy cluster called Abel 2744, which is so massive that its gravity is able to distort space around it and act as a gravitational magnifying glass, exposing images of far more distant galaxies behind it. As the mostly partisan January 6 made-for-TV show continued last night, speculation without any credible cross-examination continues to be politically motivated. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Newsmax last night says January 6 is focusing on the wrong case to be made.
Well, my main problem is the idea that this is, the purpose of it is to develop a criminal case in Congress. I think if people want to view this as a potential crime and criminal activity, the place to investigate that is the Department of Justice through grand juries. Well, obviously, that's a secret process. We don't know how much is going on, but I don't think the Congress is the proper vehicle to develop a criminal case. I think they should focus more on the storyline. The constant talking heads talking about, from Congress, talking about whether this is a crime or that this is evidence of a crime, I think is a misuse of the process.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.